Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is the podcast for you. And welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lee Brown, and you're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate. And today is not going to be any different than any other day because I don't know what we're going to talk about any more than you do. So we brought in a 30-year veteran of real estate from the Indianapolis area, Glenn Bill. Glenn, welcome to the show.
Hi, Lee. Thank you. We sound like most real estate agents that go out on a listing. We're not sure what we're going to tell them. But you know what? We're going to figure it out probably right when we're here at the table. So it's so great to be a part of this podcast.
Yeah, it's a dead giveaway that a realtor's not got their feet under them yet when they say they've seen everything, because there's no such thing as seeing everything in real estate.
You know, that works both ways. And I've always heard the greatest secret in real estate is that there is no secrets. So I think, yeah, it's kind of a juxtaposition. There isn't anything that we haven't seen, but yet we've never seen everything.
Okay, so 30 years in real estate gives you a lot of perspective and a lot of different market conditions too. So if you're at a meeting and somebody finds out you're in real estate and they say, Glenn, tell me the craziest thing you've ever seen that you could never unsee, what experience does that bring to mind for you in real estate?
Well, you know, when I started out, I did a lot of professional farming. And I did a lot of estate work. I really tried to be a value provider for probate attorneys. I'll never forget a little property here in Indianapolis. It wasn't much. And the attorney calls me up and says, hey, I got one for you. He said, it's a little bit of a rough property. And I went to go to the home and I had this extremely eerie feeling about even going in the home. And as I walked in, of course, the guy didn't tell me what had happened in the property. And I opened the door and it certainly doesn't smell good. And there weren't many lights. As a matter of fact, some of the lights flickered and there was blood all over the walls, blood-soaked carpet. And it turned out this was the home of a widely publicized murder-suicide between a husband and a wife. It is so sad, but it's real. And they're like, so what do you think the marketing plan needs to be? And I'm like, oh my God, are you kidding me? It's price, 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 obviously. And we might want to clean the walls and the rug. And so needless to say it, that's some crazy shit. And it was scary. And we put the property up for next to nothing. And what really was wild is, you know, we maybe had 13, 14 showings that first weekend because it was such a good buy. Three or four of the agents said, we feel an absolute presence in this property. And I couldn't even go in it. Or their buyer said, I can't even go into it. It's bad karma. So the one thing the real estate affirmed for me, because I do believe in ghosts, is that, you know, spirits are real. Psychologically affected property disclosures are probably needed. Man, was that a lesson for me to learn? And I can tell you, it was one of the creepiest, weirdest sales I've ever had. Funny stories are good. I just can't say I've got a lot of funny stories, but it's the tragic stories. It's the death that I had a seller get hit by a truck the day before closing. That got a little crazy. But I've also had things like, you know, you represent these builders and you got three or four homes that I've had that are exactly the same. I've had air conditioners that, you know, I said I need an air conditioner on 154 West Street and they go to 154 East Street and, you know, replace a whole air conditioning system on a vacant home that never needed it. That was funny, kinda. So we've sold the wrong home. I've had a lot of just crazy, crazy stuff in real estate, but boy, there's nothing better than this business. And there's nothing better than the people in this business. I love my fellow realtor. So even though it's a morbid story, I hope that people will reach out and say hi to me and let me know their story. And I will certainly be listening to your podcast.
So I'm curious, what year did that happen? Was that like pre-Google that went on?
Yeah, that was probably 1989. I just hit 30 years in the business. It was one of my, I was a first year agent on that one.
Because what's interesting is like the buyers in 1989 or even in 99, they had to rely on word of mouth or newspaper or, for the older listener, microfiche at the library to go see what the scoop was on a property. And now our buyers can access all the public data right away. So a house in that same scenario today would have a whole different sales process.
Well, that's true. And, you know, this property was not a very expensive property or in a very great neighborhood. You know, the bottom line is when you get into lower income neighborhoods, a lot of those people aren't necessarily savvy enough to look things up anyway. But yeah, it was no doubt. We didn't need Google because the paranormal psychic energy of humankind deciphered what was going on there. And if not, certainly the bloodstains would tell you this story.
So you mentioned that you feel like we need psychological disclosure statements in real estate. What would that look like in your opinion? And in a realm where people have agreements and disagreements as to whether or not it's even, you know, real.
Well, I know in Indiana, we actually have a psychologically affected addendum that carries property, that carries with it and offers. Very few people use them, but there is specific Indiana association forms that if you feel like it's creepy and you ask the seller, has somebody died in the home? Has somebody been murdered in the home? Is the home quote unquote psychologically affected? The seller, if asked, is required to disclose that. So I'm not sure what's going on in Charlotte. I thought it was a NAR standard, but maybe not. But we have to disclose if we're asked and we know, we have to disclose.
Yeah, I think that's going to be definitely a state-by-state thing. So if you're listening to this, you should probably call your state real estate commission or your association of realtors and find out what your state's expectations are when you run into something like that, because it's definitely a different thing for stigmatized properties from state to state.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I don't know. I know we want to try to keep it upbeat and funny, but maybe this message will help a family not buy a home that maybe they wouldn't want to own if they knew what was going on. So maybe this can be your public service podcast.
Or just lead them to ask better questions, because as we know, there's a butt for every saddle. It's just about knowing what you're getting into and asking all the right questions.
Yeah, and some people don't care. Some people are totally unaffected by what happens. Well, I don't want to get into it, but we had another property where there was an actual axe murder of a pastor. That home's turned over four or five times. And a couple of times without the buyer knowing, but I know the people that live there and they don't care. They don't feel it and they're not even, you know, affected by it. So they're, you know, different strokes for different folks.
All right, Glenn. Well, if anybody's looking to connect with a pro in the Indianapolis market, tell them how they can reach you and what all you've got going on.
I can tell you this, that we sell fantastic properties. Our market is booming. We have wonderful agents here. Indianapolis has one of the lowest costs of living, one of the lowest home ownership rates, and it's a great place to be. We have a team of six incredible people. We love to serve our community and serve in our community. You just got to hit me at, you can hit me at glennbill.com. I did write a book called The ABCs of Attitude, and we help real estate agents and salespeople all over America understand the attitude of customer service and real sales. So, Lee, I know that you teach all that, and if you're interested in what I do, just hit me at glennbill.com, and it's been really, really fun to talk to you today.
And don't worry, guys, we know you didn't write any of that down. So everything is in the show notes for this episode, all of Glenn's contact information and ways to reach out to him, get a copy of his book, check out his videos. Everything will be there. Glenn, thank you for coming on the podcast. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Lee.
And if you're listening and you'd like to appear in a future episode of the podcast, hit me at Lee Brown on Twitter or any of the social networks. Subscribe for more, and we'll see you next time.
If you are listening to this episode and you need to tell us something about your crazy life in or around real estate, then tweet me at Lee Brown or reach me on any of the social networks. That's if you're a broker, realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular normal human being who happens to have dealt in real estate. Subscribe for more episodes. And as always, we are thrilled that you joined us for some crazy shit in real estate. See you next time.